to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Joining us here in studio, as he often does, and it's always a pleasure to have him, Tom Fitton, the president of Judicial Watch, also the author of Clean House, Exposing Our Government Secrets and Lies. Good morning to you, Tom.
Good morning.
We often hear, when Democrats are asked about this thing, that there's no voter fraud that takes place whatsoever. It just doesn't occur. This is a myth. This is a myth of conservatives. And yet, in many places around the country, we are finding that there are more people on the voter rolls than there are people who should be eligible to vote in a particular community. And you're actually now going after Montgomery County and putting them on notice, saying they need to do something to clean up their voter registration rolls.
Well, Montgomery County is a big county here in Maryland, mm-hmm. and it's unfortunate because there are only 10 other states where they have problems like this. And federal law requires that you take steps to make sure your voting rolls are clean.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean you have to do everything under the sun. It means you need to take some basic, reasonable steps to make sure your voting rolls are clean.
Yeah.
And when you got more people on your rolls than you have living and eligible to vote in your county, that's an indication you haven't done 101 housekeeping.
All right. Now, I mean, is this a little or a lot?
Oh, it's well over 100% of the voting age population.
Wow.
And this has been confirmed by the Washington Post. Now, the excuse Montgomery County has is, well, we're just doing what we're able to. The state gives us the information and we do it and blah, blah, blah. Well, that doesn't wash because there are a lot of other counties in the country, as you know, and they don't have these problems. Some do, but not like Montgomery County. So if they were following the rules and doing what they need to do to keep their voting rolls clean, they wouldn't be in the mess they are in.
How does this allow people to defraud the voting system?
Well, when you've got more people on the rolls than you have eligible to vote, means you probably have dead people you haven't removed from the rolls. People die every day.
Mm-hmm.
People move away every day. You may have other ineligible voters on the rolls. And so when you've got people who aren't around anymore on your rolls, that's an opportunity for voter fraud. And that's got to be cleaned up.
Now, has this been translated into more people voting than are on the rolls?
Oh, I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so. Because you never have 100% of the voting population vote anyway. The numbers are, 60-70% at best sometimes. But we don't know if you've got people who are dead
voting,
and you don't necessarily have the voter ID that's necessary. You don't know what's happening in that area.
I'm pretty sure the dead voters pretty much only do that in Chicago, from what I've heard. How many states have you conducted this kind of audit?
Well, we've looked at all the numbers we possibly could, and there are 10 other states that we've also warned. And federal law requires this. This isn't just something Judicial Watch is complaining about. Judicial Watch sent a warning letter under federal law, and these jurisdictions, these other states, including Maryland and Montgomery County, have 90 days to get back to us with more information. And hopefully they won't just fight us and say you're wrong. They'll just take the steps necessary to clean up the rolls, and we'll all be happy.
And if they don't, you're ready to take them to court.
Yeah, we can go to court in federal court. And Bob Popper, who is director of our election integrity project at Judicial Watch, is a former Justice Department attorney who did this for a living.
Oh, yeah.
So we kind of know what
we're doing. What you're doing here. Right. Again, let me just point out that of all the counties in the state of Maryland, Montgomery County was the only one that you singled out.
Yes. Yes. So it tells you something.
Tells you that other counties have figured this out.
Prince George, how is it that Prince George's is able to get it right,
mm-hmm.
and not Montgomery County?
Well, yeah. Maybe we'll mention that in passing to Montgomery County Executive Mike Leggett when he's here a little bit later as a guest of this show. A big story has been running the last couple of days, and we're of Mary and I are of different minds about this. It has to do with the White House visitor logs. You know, this has been the long bone of contention. I remember doing a lot of stories over the years that were based on who's been going through the gate, who's visiting with key people at the White House, and sometimes you have to sue to get those records. But by and large, every time I can remember that it's gone to court, the courts have required that this information be provided. Now the Trump administration has said that they're not going to provide that information. Where does Judicial Watch come down on this?
Well, we think they're records subject to the Freedom of Information Act, and we were one of those groups that sued to make sure that we could get records. We sued the Bush administration to find out about Jack Abramoff's visits to the White House. And then someone else asked for more information from the Bush people, and they said, no more. We're going to pretend these records aren't subject to FOIA. And, of course, Obama came in, the most transparent administration in history, and continued that, saying you can't get these records under FOIA. And they pretended to release their records voluntarily, which they did, but you couldn't check them because you couldn't go to court under FOIA. And we fought this, but the appellate court here in the District of Columbia ruled that the Obama White House was right. They can keep these records away from the American people if they want. So now the Trump administration comes in and says, well, we're not going to release these voluntarily because what Obama did was a joke. And we don't have to. We're not going to do it. And they're right under the law, thanks to President Obama. I think they should release them I think they should release them under FOIA. And if there are true privacy or national security concerns, as they allege, FOIA allows you to withhold the records. So we can get some transparency while protecting the president's right to get the advice he wants in a confidential manner. I mean, there may be fights over specific names as to why they're being withheld and whether it's appropriate or not. But that would have been the best approach. Instead, now they're going to get challenges. I know another group is suing in New York about it. So the fight ain't over.
All right, we have more we want to talk to you about. Can you hang around for a minute? Brian Wilson, Mary Walter in the house. Our guest is Tom Fitton, the president of Judicial Watch and author of Clean House, Exposing Our Government's Secret and Lies. We've been talking about the Montgomery County voter rolls. We've been talking about the White House visitor logs, which is very much in the news right now. There's this other story we talked about the other day, and I would love for you to weigh in on. It has to do with the fact that D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser has been missing for like 6 days. She's on personal travel. We're not getting a lot of information about where she is. She is said to be reachable by phone with her people, but her people won't confirm what she's doing or where she's going or who she's with or who's paying for the trip or any of that kind of stuff. And in the past, this has been a problem that you have actually gotten involved with.
Yeah, Mayor Fenty also went on a, quote, personal vacation, and it later turned out, and we got the numbers, I don't recall how much money he did get from the Chinese government, but he was given money by the Chinese government to travel to China on this personal vacation that he didn't want to tell anyone about before he took it. She's a public official. She's the mayor of the city. She has a general obligation to let people know what she's up to. I can see her wanting to probably keep some of her vacation plans private. But certainly once she gets back, we deserve a little bit of an accounting. Maybe she can share some photos on Facebook or something.
She's back today, apparently, is what we're told. So maybe we'll get some answers. But we don't have any evidence that there's anything going on.
No, like, you know, and remember, she's only the mayor of Washington, D.C. She's not important like a metro station manager or something like that, where you're going to notice if they're there or not.
Yeah. All right.
See,
thank you.
I think it matters whether she's traveling with her security. If she's traveling with her security, then we're paying for it.
That's true.
But if she's not traveling with her security, I understand why she doesn't want us to know where she's going. I think she has that right to. But when she comes back, as you said, you can tell us where you went then.
Right.
So I'm okay with that.
Completely fair.
Well, let's see if that happens.